Everybody, thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to Every Day with Renee on Blog Talk Radio. So today I'm doing my review of a series that is something that I winded up watching while I was down and out. Those of you tuning in, you may or may not know this, but we were gonna do a live the other night, and unfortunately I winded up having a reaction to some medication that I was recently put on. So let me just give you guys a little bit of an update. I've been getting, inquiries. So let's just talk about that for just a second. The pandemic hit. My business took a hit. I was up for a TED Talk, possibly. Things were going definitely in that direction, and I had a really, really good job offer in Florida, and then the pandemic hit, and it knocked both of those out at once. And so I tried to go back to consulting, but there were some things that were happening in my life that just were not making that available to me to the way that I needed to see them at that time. So fast forward, I am back in Michigan and I take a job. I want to go back and I want to contribute to the world, and I need to get some income coming in. And so I've been feeling okay. Let's go back out and get on the front lines. And I did that as a manager. And things happened, and my mental health took a hit, and my physical body took a hit, and I might have been okay. I would say that I probably would have been all right if it wasn't for the fact that there's some underlying health issues that I have as well. And so I was looking pretty sad. So it was basically, it's non-work related, but health related. And I had my foot was messed up, my lower back was messed up, my neck was messed up, and my right arm was going numb. And it's because I went into a flare-up and with my fibromyalgia and didn't have the balance that is necessary and needed in life. And, you know, it's really, really difficult because, yes, you can be on the journey of self-love, absolutely, but you're not just one thing. You know, people say, who are you? You're not your problems. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not, nope, you're right. You're not just one thing. You're a lot of things, and it's really, really important that we look at that and try to find that balance. And I tried to go back and it's just not happening. So definitely keep me in your thoughts and prayers. I definitely feel like this is, you know, the route. I think this is showing me a different path. I think this is showing me something, and I would be lying if I said I haven't learned anything already. I've been an absentee, you know, and obviously they know what's going on and that kind of thing, and I'm ever so grateful to them for that. You do not find a lot of workplaces that are like that. They do care. And when they respected my boundary and held space for me to feel safe to kind of say, here's what's going on with me. But I had to step up and say, here's what's going on with me. We need to feel safe to speak to our employers. Right? And I say that as someone that has worked with other people and has ran my own business. I've ran my own business, you know, for 6 years, and it set me on the path to my inner healing. So, Yeah. So currently, right now, I am in some pain. I've done some energy work. I'll be doing some sound healing. I am trying to get some acupuncture, but right now that's just with everything going on, I'm just trying to be very prioritize. And yes, did I just say that? Yep, I did just say that, but I'm in a situation right now to where it's real. It's really real, and my body is not allowing me to move forward, and now I have to go through the chapters of paperwork, and that takes time. And that's something where, people say, "What can you do, Renee?" Well, right now I can't use my arm, so I can't type. I can't stand or sit for super, super long periods of time. I have to give myself constant breaks, which, yep, that's workable. But you add pain on top of that, the inflammation, so then that just makes everything hurt. And then if you add any underlying conditions, it causes inflammation in those areas. So if you have any gut issues, it inflames the gut. You really have to heal on so many different levels. And yep, maybe you've done the inner work. Yep, maybe you have tried different things, and I get it. Trust me, I know. And I'm a firm believer that fibromyalgia is real. The body talks. I believe that fibromyalgia is definitely correlated with trapped energy in the body, and that is trauma. In all kinds of different ways. In fact, when you go in for a mental health examination, they actually ask you if you've had any recent injuries or trauma to your body, or anything traumatic happen within, recently, within the last 6 months, year, anything like that. Because different things trigger different things. And I have learned through the course of the years with my, with just being very sickly and having the inflammation and the pain and having all kinds of different other issues, I've learned to process a lot of things by myself. I took my health into my own hands. I had doctors saying, "Sorry, there's no cure for this. There's nothing that can be done." Basically put you on steroids and say, "Oh, let's try some physical therapy." So basically what steroids does is it takes down the inflammation pretty rapidly over a course of time, which is usually 7 to 10 days, sometimes later. They don't like going past a certain time because, quite frankly, steroids just aren't good for your body. They're bad for your body, actually. They're bad for you. So I know how this is going to go. They put you on the steroids, you're feeling a little bit better, but then they put you through physical therapy to try to correct issues that aren't really, maybe bones and things like that can be looked at through a chiropractor. Acupuncture looks at energy. Tai Chi works with, different balancing. Diet change helps the gut. I've had so many different issues that I've had to look at the mind, body, and spirit, and the soul, and what that looks like. And for me, it's not just one thing. And for the rest of the world, it's not just one thing. And we are all going through something. We are all going through something. And I've reached this point in my life that I've reached before to where I'm just like, my body's like, "You're done. You're done." And some people have said, "Well, Renee, are you burned out?" And it's like, well, burnout is a symptom of emotional exhaustion. And when you're in emotional exhaustion, you tend to live in a survival mode. And we're kind of going through that a little bit as the collective with the pandemic. That's a, that's a direct thing. And the body and the mind are very unique. Close your eyes and picture a lemon. Did you make the face? Did you get that sensation? Did you pucker up a little bit, like, oh, a lemon, you know? Straight up lemon. You know, so there is definitely a correlation between the mind and the body. And I've been learning that the hard way, but it's part of my journey. And I've looked at that and I've surrendered and learned and grown and really worked on a lot of different things. And now my body's taken a hit again. And so I'm looking at what I have to work with. What can I control? What is this showing me? And sometimes it's showing you to let go of control, right? Sometimes it's saying surrender. Surrender and have faith. Surrender to the void of the unknown. Surrender to the mystery. Surrender to not having it all figured out. And I'm in this place where I'm right there. And I know that God and the Creator have, you know, something for me. And I know that it's bigger than myself. And I want to contribute to humanity. And I have been on a women's empowering divine timing week. Hay House released, which, by the way, you can watch these videos. I'm like just telling you my experience. They're not paying me for anything. It was a free event. It was a free event. I saw the link somewhere. Somebody shared it on social media, and maybe it was Hay House themselves, but it was a free event for this week for women's empowerment. And I thought, you know what? I'm really feeling disempowered right now. That is some divine timing. And I am a huge fan of Louise Hayes, and it was a tribute to her. And so maybe that's what it was. It struck my attention because I saw her name. And so I went to this, I did this, and I basically went online, and I'm just feeling so nauseous and so disempowered, and I'm laying on my couch and I'm feeling like crap, and I'm just emotionally exhausted and crying at just regular, you know, any kind of additional stress was kind of sending me. And I'm like, okay, so we have to come back to the self. We have to really self-care right now. Like, I know what to do, right? So I look at this and I am watching this empowerment series, and I resonate with some of these women, and I know their names, and some of them are new to me. And I really have to say, every day that it was like a 5-day event, 6-day event, every day that I watched something, I learned something, and it helped me a little bit more. It was these beautiful women standing up and saying, hey, this is how we're contributing. This is how we're bringing things to the world. This is my journey, or this is what works for me, or if you want to heal the gut, do this, or if you want to tap into your intuition, do this. I mean, it was just really amazing, and lots of fun facts and lots of amazing just information and empowerment. And I'm a firm believer that knowledge is power. And so that's one of the reasons why I do the work, and I love doing the work, but we also have to realize that sometimes also we have to take a step back and remember our joy. And I was reminded of that. Excuse me. I was reminded of that this past week. I pulled a card for myself, and it said joy. Remember to have joy. And I had been in a really low place. I mean, I was going nowhere. And I was like, well, wait, if somebody sees me, they're going to think that I'm all better and I don't really need help. Someone said something to me that said, well, you look like you're doing a little bit better. And then when I went back, I mean, I was 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. It was pretty prevalent. I'm not a person that gives up easily, and they totally held this space for me that said, we love you and we care about your mental health and we care about your well-being and your physical health and, you know, everything about you. And, you know, you obviously need to address this, you know, these issues. And so they allowed me to have this safe space there. And we don't do that enough, and we wind up with not very good employment retention, not very good stability, because you have this constant turnover. And it's a thing. Like, other people are talking about this, and I'm finding this information as I'm looking this up, and I'm researching and figuring out my place in this world as I move forward. Like, show me, Lord, where you want me to go. And I want to contribute to the world, and I want to be a good person, and I want to love myself, and I want to be right there. And I'm scrolling through TikTok, I think, and I see this video of this woman that says, "Hey," it doesn't, that's all she does. She just gets on and she's like, "Hey, you don't have to be perfect. Stop." And I was like, "Oh, wow. Did you hear the heater? The flame is really loud." That was okay. That was a little badass. So, yeah. So it's just like that, all these beautiful, lovely synchronicities, and people think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, when I don't pay attention to them, things get nuts. Things get crazy. Things get me in places where I am now. So it's really, really important to listen to ourselves and listen to our bodies, and we can absolutely do the inner work, but we also have to take care of ourselves in other ways. And yep, it's hard. And when you have inflammation throughout your body, it's so painful. It's so painful. And I've done a lot of energy work, and I'm able to function a little bit better than some people I have seen, but this is where I'm at. I mean, I've got some significant nerve stuff going on. We're talking neuro. Yeah. So, this is kind of where I'm at. But anyways, so they gave me some medicine and circles, right? They gave me some medicine, and it made me so sick. It made me so sick to my stomach, and I've eased off that a little bit, so I was able to get on, and I thought, well, I'll just surprise them with a live one, and then we'll do another one, on the next day that I feel better. And that's the thing. That's the thing that messes me up right now. There has to be consistency when you're building a business, when you're building a practice, when you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner, you're responsible. And whether you're an owner or an employee, you're responsible to be there, be dependable. And I couldn't be dependable in my position, and they could have easily let me go. I could have definitely easily just threw a fit, or just done a no call, no show, or something like that, but they held this space of safety. And I just can't thank them enough for that, but this is just where I'm at. But also, I want to bring attention to that, because we really need that in other places in the world. And we are in this place where we are emotionally exhausted a lot. And it does not have to be this way. People that are creating things right now because of this pandemic are creating new things. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, what about this person and what about that person? I don't believe that humanity jobs should be taken away, so let's say that. And I also think it should be a choice. I don't think that you should use this as a means to say, well, if you're vaccinated or if you're not vaccinated, you get this resource. It should not matter. Should not matter. This is, we are human beings, right? Like, why are we not doing better? We can do better. We can do better for ourselves and for our neighbors and for our community. And through this, by the way, I want to send a shout out to some people that are pretty special in my life. And I can't really say any names because I don't really have a lot of permission. I haven't asked anybody. This was on a whim that I put the mic on. And so there's that. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for the fact that I've had help from other people that are good. There are good people in this world, and there are people that want to control you that are going to tell you that you're all by yourself. They're going to tell you that you're all alone. They're going to tell you that you have nobody. And I know that because I was one of those women. And if you've been beaten down to a place, especially if you have toxic conditioning, you've been beaten down to a place that leads you to quite literally thinking that you are not lovable and the world is just like this. The world is full of bad. You just grow up thinking that. You don't know that you have these resources. You don't know that you have these things. And yes, they bog you down in paperwork. And yes, they make it too hard. And yes, they make you jump through hoops. Like, why does it shouldn't be this hard to be better. It shouldn't be this hard to try to do better for myself and better for humanity. And that is where I am. So I hear about this thing the other day, and it gets my attention. It sparks my interest, and it's talking about universal business something or other. And let me just look that up really quick. Actually, I don't want to misspeak. Let me not misspeak, right? Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Telling me it didn't save. Not, it's not intentional communities. Hold on, let me pause this, guys. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go find this because I have it written down. Okay, you guys still there? So sorry about the background noise. Check this out, though. Okay, wait a second. Okay. So catch that. Universal basic income in a developed world. Okay, so let's just go back to that really quick. So he, listen to this again.
To give a TED talk, to publish a book, and express yourself. For, the competition really will be for purpose as we move up Maslow's hierarchy. Okay, so this.
As we move up Maslow's hierarchy.
This is, I want us to note this down correctly because this actually was a bold prediction. So if I heard you right.
So this is what this man predicts, and I never have seen this person again, or since or before. It's from at UBI Works on TikTok, and this is called Basic Income. And this person's name is Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil. And here's one more.
Starving the next day, or how they're going to feed their kids. So if you take away that existential fear from people, I just think it's going to be a much, much better society. People can actually have the power to say no to a shitty boss, say no to an abusive marriage, say yes to making long-term
decisions. Whoa, what'd he say? Say no to an abusive marriage? This gives women an out, by the way. If she's being abused, this gives women an out. If I knew that I could have gotten help by myself, I would not have stayed as long as I did, by the way. And that is many other women. But anyways, I digress. Let's continue.
Things they really want to do in their future, find their true gifts and talents in life. And, you know, because that's what the rich have. But what we really have that's really wealthy and really valuable is not wealth. It's actually long-term perspective. It's the ability to say, make a long-term decision, not worry about how you're going to get there, not worry about, like, if you're going to starve. And that's the real value. It's hope. It's absence of fear. You know, I want to live in a world where I know that there's a floor. You know, I know that everyone's okay. Not food stamps okay. Not, like,
thriving okay.
Not work to die okay, but like not worried about existing okay. You know, just knowing that you're gonna be okay, and you can start a business, you can take risks, you can do stuff like that because you know that you're not gonna starve. Mm-hmm. That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah, and that's at UBI Works, UBI underscore Works at TikTok. They have two different ones, by the way. Here's another one.
IQ goes up by 30 or 40 points. So just imagine.
So the last part that he said, let's see if I can't get back to where it was. Yeah, something of value. Anyone and everyone will benefit because of that, because it is of purpose. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, like I light up and I'm like, holy cow, this is awesome. Well, here's the thing. I started feeling a little better because the steroids take down the inflammation. And I thought, maybe I should try to go back. And it was like my higher self, my guardians, like my guy. Like I heard, don't you dare. I was like, okay. Okay. And sure enough, my arm is still going numb. Like, that's why I was like, what can I do? The one thing I want to do is the one thing I can do. And that is speak and teach and share my perspective and say, hey, this helped me. Let me shave 10 years of trauma that you don't have to go through because you get it now because you heard someone's story. And so yeah, and I'm just floored. I'm floored by the last few days. And so anyways, I digress again, right? So now I guess ADD is called ADHD, and you can have like one kind, which is where you're physically hyper, and another kind, which is where your mind is super hyper. That's me. People think that I just overthink things. That's the chemicals in my brain. Like, I was born this way. And now they're finding that this actually means that we're special. What? I think everybody's special. And everybody has a purpose. But when you're bullied or you're judged or you're put down or you're chastised, you know, and all of these things because of that, to have someone see you, it's kind of a big deal. So that's why I say that. Yeah. The more stuff I learn about ADD, the more I go, wow, that makes so much sense. So anyways, this is the one thing I can do. And this is why I'm doing this, and hopes to kind of branch out with my consulting and hopefully maybe network with other empowering women and share their stories and share platforms and network and all that. But I was laid up. Like I couldn't make it to any of my appointments and I was laid up. So because I was laid up, I winded up coming across a show and it was called The Maid. And oh my gosh, holy crap. Can we just, yeah, let's breathe. Now that we're a little more grounded and centered, this movie triggered me so hard. There were so many things that I resonated with, and I wasn't even 2 minutes in, paused it, and called my daughter. No kidding. Significantly triggered. But what an empowering story. So basically it's about a girl that's experiencing domestic violence and she has a daughter, and it shares her journey through getting out and going back and getting out and how that looks and the things that she had to go through. And it's so spot on. It's so spot on. And I think that many women will resonate with this show. I was completely floored. And because I was down and couldn't really move too much, I was in so much pain, I was forced to sit there and watch it. And, well, I mean, I could have changed it to something else. But, yeah, something was telling me to watch this. And my daughter had mentioned this show to me, and then it came up in the not the suggestions, but in the reel that it did. And I was like, okay, all right, fine. So yeah, 2 minutes in and I was like, baby girl. Yeah, except my story didn't go like hers. You know, she had the happy ending. She had the drive. She had some people around her. Her decisions were a little different than mine. And I didn't learn to heal until I, you know, was in my 30s. And really heal in my late 30s. And I don't want women to live like this, right? I don't want women to live like this, period. And it sucks. And we live in a broken system. And this whole, you know, business for purpose thing, like what? Like, yes, please. Yes, yes. There's so many things that I want to do. And I've been narrowing them down. But one of the main things is that I want to just show people where I'm at in hopes that it helps them. I want us to have a better world. It shouldn't be this hard to live, right? I look at this and I look at everything I've been through and I go, I didn't get this far to just get this far. And I've heard that from my own guides and other people's guides. And, you know, I didn't get this far to get this far. And, you know, I was reminded recently by a person that said, Renee, when I met you, you struck me as someone that was a fighter. And I've been trying to empower myself lately. And I thought, you're not just a survivor, you're a warrior. And I watched this empowerment series. And yeah, I'm just walking the line, right? I'm just this is where I am. And I know I'm not alone. But there's a lot of us that are emotionally exhausted, despite whatever. Their circumstances may be different. But there's a lot of people experiencing emotional exhaustion. Because the brain does not know. The brain and the body don't know. That's why I said the body talks. They did this whole study at a university where they put two plants. One was supposed to be talked to in a positive way. One was supposed to be talked to in a negative way. There was significant proof. Everything, they did everything the same. And the one that was spoken negatively to, it was slumped over and it was weakly looking and it was looking like it was dying, and the other one wasn't. We are, by the way, how much water? Like 75%+ water? We are so affected. In Native American culture, you know, indigenous tribes believe that water holds memory. And that is very true. And water is cleansing. And these are just other ways to look at things that other people may not know. I had to struggle and learn about all of this stuff in all these different ways because that was my journey. Because this is part of what I'm supposed to do. And I know that. I just need some help to get there. And if it means I try to bring in other women, then great. But how do we survive at this point? How do we make it and make the world better? Like, do you know somewhere? If you do, let me know. Because legit, where I'm at right now is all I have to give is my intellectual propriety in order to keep myself balanced just enough to where I'm able to sit and do this. And I have to believe it's for a reason. I have to believe it's for a purpose. It has a reason. And I know on the other side of my healing, not only through it there is grace, but this is who I'm supposed to become. So right now I'm just being. And being vulnerable. And being real. And saying, hey, this is a problem for a lot of people right now. Just in case they're feeling it too, here's my thoughts and perspective. So, yeah, if you watch the movie The Maid, prepare to be triggered. Yep. Very well done, though. Very well done. But wow. Wow. It was really weird how spot on it was. In some moments, it was like, what? Like, I was sitting there, like, looking around, like, I'm here in this dimension, right? Like, what? It was crazy. But, yeah. So, okay. That's where we're at. Whether you like this or you don't, doesn't really matter right now. This is where I'm at. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I just mean that this is what is planned for me. This is what I believe. And by the way, the crazy lady in The Maid, my daughter was like, Mom, you're crazy, but you're not that crazy. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because I was like, oh, Lord. But there are women with, you know, mental illness. And some of that is generational. And some of that is because of upbringing and trauma and whatnot. And, you know, these are the generations, whether you're Gen X, Gen G, Gen whatever. Doesn't matter, dude. You're a human. You have humanity within you. You're here. And if you're here, then you gotta be for humanity. It's a choice. And for me, this is what I choose. So, okay, now I'm rambling. All right, I'll probably cut out like half of that. But, 441. Interesting. All right. So, thanks for listening and tuning in to Every Day with Renee on Blog Talk Radio.